For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Lawmakers are still trying to make Missouri the final state to adopt a prescription medication database as a way to fight opioid abuse. The State House voted yesterday to send a panel of negotiators to hash out policy differences on the bill with the Senate. Friday is the deadline to pass the bill. The Columbia School Board approved the last day of school, discussed district finances in light of COVID-19, and fielded questions about its special education contract at its monthly meeting yesterday. The board also voted unanimously to approve a one-year contract extension for Superintendent Peter Stiepelman, extending through June 2023. The extension includes a 1.5% salary increase for next school year. Base compensation for district employees was increased by an average of 4.69%. Columbia School Board President Helen Wade said Stiepelman asked for the minimum compensation increase in light of economic uncertainty caused by COVID-19. The last day of school is now May 21st after approval from the board. The school calendar originally scheduled May 27th as the district's last day. Graduation ceremonies will still be scheduled as smaller in-person gatherings from July 30th to August 2nd. Despite far fewer cars on the highways because of stay-at-home orders, traffic fatalities in the state are up 6% from this time last year. That's just one problem that was discussed by state officials yesterday as they look beyond the immediate impact of the virus to its ripple effects. In addition to traffic fatalities, they discussed troubling trends in domestic violence, child abuse, and mental health issues. Governor Mike Parson noted there have been fewer reported cases of child abuse during quarantine, but he pointed out this is not reason for optimism. Because educators play an important role in reporting child abuse, cases are likely going unreported. Parson noted there has also been a spike in reports of mental health issues among Missourians as people deal with the isolation and pressures of the pandemic. Starting today, finalists to be MU's next Vice Chancellor for Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity will appear in virtual candidate presentations and open forums. The first is Maurice Gibson, Vice Chancellor for Diversity and Community Engagement at Arkansas State University. His forum will be from 9 to 10 a.m. today. MU spokesman Christian Basie said the names of the other two finalists will not be released until between 24 and 48 hours before their forums. The next forums are next Monday and May 20th. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.